This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'hdihi wa nasta'gfiruh wa na'udhu billahi ta'ala min shururi anfusina wa min sayyat a'malina. Man yahdihi allahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illa allahu wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasooluh. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون ثم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله جل وعلا وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أجارني الله وإياكم من النار. All praise and thanks belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon His servant and final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As to what follows, my dear respected brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran in Surah Al-A'raf, when he addressed mankind, he said, يَا بَنِي آدَمَ لَا يَفْتِنَنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ كَمَا أَخْرَجَ أَبَوَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing all mankind, believer and disbeliever. And he said, O mankind, do not allow the shaytan to deceive you and mislead you and misguide you. لَا يَفْتِنَنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ. And there is a stern warning in this. Allah azza wa jalla is saying, don't you dare allow the shaytan to deceive you. And how does the shaytan deceive mankind? How does he mislead them and misguide them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. That's it, very simple. Allah azza wa jal gives us a clear explanation in the Quran as to how a shaytan deceives mankind. He decorates the deeds for them. Yani, for example, you know, Saba and her people, the queen, when they were worshipping the sun, Al-Hudhud went to them and he saw them. He came back to Sulaiman alayhi salam and he said, إِنِّي وَجَدْتُ مْرَأَةً تَمْلِكُهُمْ وَأُوْتِيَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَلَهَا عَرْشٌ عَظِيمٌ وَجَدْتُهَا وَقَوْمَهَا يَسْجُدُونَ لِلشَّمْسِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَصَدَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ فَهُمْ لَا يَهْتَدُونَ. This is from the bird, from the eye of a bird. This is the witness and the words of a bird. He came to Sulaiman alayhi salam and he said that I found a woman. A woman, nakiratan, yani ihtiqaran laha, because she was worshipping other than Allah Azza wa Jal. So she has no worth in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, I found a woman, tamlikuhum. She had authority over them and she basically controlled her people. وَأُوْتِيَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. She had everything. وَلَهَا عَرْشٌ عَظِيمٌ. She had a huge kingdom, a huge throne. And then Al-Hudhud, this bird, he said, I saw them. يَسْجُدُونَ لِلشَّمْسِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. They were making sujood. He didn't say they were praying. He said they were making sujood, meaning the most honorable part in a salat, a sujood, that which is supposed to be for Allah. They're doing that for the sun when it rises and sets. And then he said, زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Indeed, the shaytan decorated this deed for them. Because this is what he does. How did they end up worshipping a sun? A shaytan said to them, look at this sun. Look how bright it is. Look how beautiful it is. You all benefit from it. You all seek its warmth and its heat, right? It lights up the streets and the roads for you. You can see everything now. You're not going to be in misguidance of the road, and you won't be led astray when you walk from one town to another. It has existed way before you and it'll exist way after you. So worship it. So the people worship that. This is how a shaytan decorates the deed. He says to the people, look, Allah Azza wa Jal forbid Adam from eating from a tree. He said to him, لا فلا تقرب هذه الشجرة. Don't approach it and come near it. الشيطان, he named that forbidden tree شجرة الخلد. هل أدلك على شجرة الخلد? He referred to it and called it as the eternal tree. If you were to eat from it, you will be two kings or two angels in the paradise. تكون من الخالدين, you'll live here forever. He decorates the deed. Drink the alcohol and it will remove all the stress and the worry and the pain. Take the drug and it will remove all this worry and stress and the pain and you can relax. Doesn't matter, just do it because, you know, you have to look after your emotional being and your mental being. So doesn't matter, just do it. Some of the therapies, musical therapy. Listen to music because it's a therapy for the soul. Like the soul will be cured as a therapy. Right? The shaitan decorates the deed. He decorates it. Go to massage parlors where women would massage you. No problems. And this is not zina. It's nowhere near zina. You're sitting, you're facing down. Also, you're not even looking at her. And she'll massage. No problem. This is decorated. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ Allah Azza wa Jal says, لَا يَفْتِنَنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ Don't you dare fall in his trap. And don't you dare be deceived and misguided by a shaitan. لا يفتننكم الشيطان. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us an example. He says, كما أخرج أبويكم من الجنة. أي لا يفتننكم كما فتن أبويكم فأخرجهما من الجنة. Do not allow him to deceive you. Just as he deceived your father. أبويكم, your father and mother, آدم وحواء عليهما السلام. And as a result, because he deceived them and tricked them into eating from a forbidden tree, what happened? Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says, كَمَا أَخْرَجَ أَبَوَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ As a result, they were expelled from the paradise. They were removed. Look at the relationship between the sin and being removed from the paradise. We are learning that if you continue down the path of fitnatu shaytan, if you continue down this path of obedience to shaytan, ultimately it's going to lead that a person is barred entry from the paradise altogether. Unless he wakes up to himself and turns back to Allah Azza wa Jal, like Adam alayhi salam, when he turned back to Allah, Allah accepted his words of tawbah and he forgave him. كَمَا أَخْرَجَ أَبَوَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ يَنْزِعُ عَنْهُمَا لِبَاسَهُمَا لِيُرِيَهُمَا سَوْآتِهِمَا This is the consequence Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us. What the sin did to Adam alayhi salam and Hawa right then and there, as soon as they ate from the tree. وَأَدَمُ حَوَّاءَ When they ate from the tree, Allah described it as فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَةِ ذَاقَ They tasted it. Yani, so they didn't chew it. They did not swallow it. They did not enjoy the sin. It was only a taste. This is the believer's relationship with the sin. Yani, just hack, and if it was a cigarette, and throw it. Just a touch. فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَةِ Immediately the consequence came. فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَةَ بَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا Allah Azza wa Jal gave them the consequence of the sin right then and there. And this is the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal upon the believer, that he punishes him for his sin right then and there. As for the one who commits the sin, enjoys, finishes, nothing, no punishment came down. Huh? I'm the same as I am. Ya Allah. This is, and in this, he takes this as a motivation to go and do another sin. And little does he know, this was yani, the concealment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him. The mercy of Allah azza wa jal for him. Giving him a chance to wake up and turn back to Allah azza wa jal. كَمَا أَخْرَجَ أَبَوَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ يَنْزِعُ عَنْهُمَا لِبَاسَهُمَا They tasted this tree. They touched the sin with their tongue. And the clothing came off. And they saw each other's privates, even though husband and wife. But they were not used to this at that moment yet. Nakedness happened. Look at the attachment and the relationship between sin and nakedness. When nakedness increases in a society, that's a good sign that there's plenty of sin and corruption on earth. And the more people are clothed, the more obedience there is to Allah Azza wa Jal, the more purity there is in society. يَنْزِعُ عَنْهُمَا لِبَاسَهُمَا لِيُرِيَهُمَا سَوْآتِهِمَا اللام لام العاقبة meaning the result. When the clothes came off, they saw each other's privates. Well, subhanAllah, this ayah was revealed, and there is a reason for why it was revealed. And that was Quraysh, when they were at the Kaaba in the beginning of Islam, they were doing tawaf around the Kaaba naked. Once again, a shaytan decorated the deed for them. He said to them, how do you dare to go around the house of Allah with clothes you disobeyed Allah with? Remove them. The people would remove their clothes. Look, yani shaytan came to them from the door of worship. They were worshipping Allah. They were doing tawaf around the Kaaba. And nakedness still found its way from the door of worship. Like today, al-hijab is a worship. And still nakedness has come through this door, through the door of worship, which shaitan has decorated. Whatever the people have released of modern clothing and so-called modesty under the name of hijab, this is what Allah commanded us to wear. Shuf shaitan, he comes from the door of worship. He made them go naked around Kaaba Baytullah. Naked. Well, today, the same thing. We take a holy concept, here the hijab, and nakedness came through the door of worship. And majority of the population would say, this is hijab. What, you want me to remove my hijab? You're turning me off with your words. But you need to open this mind and understand that these are holy concepts in Islam that are sacred and honored. And no one is allowed to touch them. Anyone who touch them will face him. Will face him with words. And proof from the Quran. Do you have proof for what you have done? Do you have proof for the nakedness that you have introduced in al-hijab? Bring it. Bring it. And may you want to follow your desire and then mislead an entire community to follow what you have designed for them. Then you, in this case, the head of the devil in this case, you work side by side with the devil. لا يفتننكم الشيطان كما أخرج أبويكم من الجنة ينزع عنهما لباسهما ليريهما سوآتهما. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, إنه يراكم هو وقبيله من حيث لا ترونهم. الشيطان and his army, they see you from a way in which you cannot see them. يعني Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us الشيطان can see you. You're on his radar. He can see you. And he plans and plots against you every single day. Had we seen them, they would have been more than us. Heck, Allah Azza wa Jal kept them away from us so that we don't see them. Heck, shaitan is working day and night against mankind. He sees them, so he works against them and he plots against them. Well, shaitan wants to first make Bani Adam fall into al-kufr wa shirk. That's his goal. That's his main goal. If he cannot, he'll try to bring you in to a major deed, major sin. If he cannot get you to a major sin, a minor sin. If he cannot, he'll try to get you away from the obligations. If he cannot, he'll try to get you away from a sunan. Fasting, the voluntary vows, salat, was zakat, well, everything voluntary, he'll keep you away from that. Shaitan has a relationship with everyone, an attack, a plan with everyone. He sees what's best suited and then he follows. إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ وَقَبِيلُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ والعلماء رحمهم الله, they said, if a shaytan can see you and you cannot see him, then know for sure that Allah can see him and he cannot see Allah. So seek Allah's protection against him. And how do you do that? By continuously being aware of this enemy and continuously seeking Allah's protection with the words that are found in the Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. As Allah Azza wa Jal said, فاستعذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. You read الاستعاذة before you read the Quran. That worship, but you're going to read the Quran. Say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. How about when you're going to open your eyes to society outside? Not the Quran, the society outside. And the filth that is outside. Do you think you can live without الاستعاذة? You think you can live and face all these corruptions outside without al-isti'adha? If you open the Quran, say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. What if you open your eyes to society and the filth and the garbage outside in society? Then make sure you're reading your adhkar before you leave the house. Make sure you're reading them And from among them, there's plenty of isti'adha that you're going to go through, seeking Allah's protection. إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ وَقَبِيلُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا الشَّيَاطِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, we made the shayateen, the devils, أَوْلِيَاءَ لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, friends and allies of those who disbelieve. Allahu Akbar, how does a person become a friend and someone who loves a shaytan? Yani, and if I'm a friend of a shaytan, that means my love and loyalty is to him. How does this happen? How does this happen? You see, look, Allah Azza wa Jal, from the very beginning, a person might sin. A person might sin. Allah Azza wa Jal immediately sends such a person a calamity, or a reminder, or a warning, or a message. What is expected is that you wake up and you say, Alhamdulillah, that Allah Azza wa Jal has awoken me from my heedlessness. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. And you put that commitment in your heart never to return to the sin. If you fall again, refresh again, once again. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Pray rak'atayn. Do some kind of good deed and refresh that relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. Right? This is what you're supposed to do because everyone sins. However, there are certain people, they are tested with sins. Sins once and again and a third and a fourth time and fifth and sixth until his heart becomes black and sealed. Such a person, he chose the path of misguidance for himself. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. When they chose the path of misguidance, Allah misguided their hearts. Right? This is what happens. Allah gives you a chance, and then you don't take by this chance, and you continuously feel طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ, transgression after transgression, blindly, not caring about the revelation that's between your hands. And that's when a person becomes a friend for a shaytan. Then he's proven his loyalty. He's worshipped him. He's obeyed him once, twice, three, four, five times, 10, 100 times. No tawbah in between, no forgiveness, no nothing. He became a friend. He's loyal now. He's worshipping him. He's obeying him. Wallah Azza wa Jal said, Alam aqul, alam ahad ilaykum ya bani adama alla ta'budu shaytan? Didn't I say to you, do not obey him? Tayyib, even this is how a person becomes an ally of a shaytan. Tayyib, but then exactly, waliyu shaytan, a friend of the shaytan, what does he do? Listen to this. Look how corrupt this becomes now. And you will see its relevance in our society today. Allah Azza wa Jal, now he tells us the signs of a friend of a shaytan. How do you point him out? How do you spot him out? Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, the friend of a shaytan does this. وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً قَالُوا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهَا آبَاءَنَا وَاللَّهُ أَمَرَنَا بِهَا. وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً, when they do a vulgar, shameless, immoral deed, when they do a fahisha, see the word fahisha, it even takes effort to say it, because that's how nasty it is. That's how hated it is by Allah Azza wa Jal. Al-fahisha is the evil deed that is even recognized by a person. Every nafs Allah has put inside of it recognition to know what is fahisha. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Allah Azza wa Jal installed in the soul the ability to recognize al-fujur, sins and transgression and immorality. So these people now, فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً, they do a shameless deed. طيب. Next, what do they do? فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً قَالُوا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهَا آبَاءَنَا. We found our forefathers doing the same thing. Yani society is doing it. So the first stage is committing the sin without shame. The second stage is normalization. The sin is normalized in society. وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهَا آبَاءَنَا. What's the deal? Everyone is doing the same thing. Everyone is coming out with this sin. Why am I supposed to be different? وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهَا آبَاءَنَا. Meanwhile, in Surah Ali Imran, Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about the believers, because the believer could do a fahisha as well. But the difference between وَلِيُّ الشَّيْطَان وَوَلِيُّ الرَّحْمَان, the friend of Allah and the friend of a shaytan, the difference is that if a believer was to do a sin, Allah said, وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Immediately they turn to Allah Azza wa Jal and they seek Allah's forgiveness for the sins that they have done. They humbled, They feel bad and sad about what they had done. And they humbly beg Allah to accept their words of forgiveness. Amma waliyu shaytan, he goes a step further. And he says, so he commits the sin. He tries to justify it and normalize it in society. And then look at this. Wallahu amarana biha. And Allah commanded us to do this. He made it a religion. He made his fahisha religion. He legislated. He spoke on behalf of Allah. And he's saying to the people, this is what Allah commanded us. Yani, like what we saw in few and recent years, al-fahisha is done first. Homosexuality and its likes. Then it's normalized. Before it was concealed. Then wajadna alayha abana. Everyone is doing it. From one society, from one country to another, they all support each other. And then wallahu amarana biha. Allah loves equality. Did you hear that? This, how they ascribed it to Allah. Some shaytan ascribed it to deen and religion. Wallahu amarana biha. There's no dalal after this. And this is clear for you to open your eyes and see it. Same-sex marriage was forbidden. What happened? It became legal. It's legislated. Wallahu amarana biha. This is the stage we've reached. Well, hijab that is presented as well. Wallahu amarana biha. This is what, is this what Allah commanded you? This. Woman, Muslim woman swimwear. Is this what Allah commanded? For you to go to the beach and wear tight clothing and swim among others and among non-mahram men. And then you say, I'm wearing my hijab. I'm wearing my hijab at the beach. Wallahu amarana biha. Now, look at the response that comes. And this is supposed to be the response of every preacher, of every believer, so that we can recalibrate this standard that has gone and lost. We need to collaborate it once again. قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. Look how nice and simple and clear it is. Just come out and say, Allah does not command immorality. Because if he did, it wouldn't have been called immorality. It wouldn't have been called fahisha. قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ أَتَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Are you people that are playing in society left and right and changing from Allah's law what you like? Are you people speaking on behalf of Allah that which you have no knowledge about? In other words, the problem was ignorance. Ignorance. What you see outside of change and mess and corruption is ignorance. What shaitan calls to ignorance, because knowledge is sought in al-masajid. With shaitan, his role is to remove you from the masjid and to keep you away from all that which is related to Islam and the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla, knowledge. And speaking on behalf of Allah out of ignorance is worse than shirk. What aslan, it is the essence of shirk. Why do people worship other than Allah? Because someone that is ignorant sat in the position of Allah, made himself a legislator, and told the people, this is a God besides Allah, worship him. And speaking against on behalf of Allah with ignorance is worse. It is the root cause of shirk. أَتَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. The response continues from Allah. قُلْ أَمَرَ رَبِّي بِالْقِسْطِ. This is what Allah commanded. Al-qist, justice, goodness, decency. This is what Allah commanded. Not fahisha. Al-qist. Look how simple the words are. But this is all you're supposed to be saying. And walk around and teach the people al-qist. And don't be upset from us. And don't criticize us. We're calling to al-qist. This is what Allah loves. So we love it because Allah loves it. And trust me, if society was to hold on to al-qist, they will love it as well. قُلْ أَمَرَ رَبِّي بِالْقِسْطِ. And then وَأَقِيمُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. Meaning وَأَمَرَ أَن تُقِيمُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. And he also commanded that you face al-qibla at every time and place of prayer. Why is the salat being made? Why is there a mention of al-ibadah? لأن nothing will keep you steadfast on al-qist other than your ibadah. You see? Don't be confused. And don't cry. And say we're living in confusing times. And we don't know what to do. And our deen is being changed left and right of us. And people are legislating that which Allah made haram. How am I going to be saved? How am I going to come out of this mess? وَأَقِيمُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ وَادْعُوهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينِ Face, أَقِيمُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ Face al-qibla every time you pray and at the masjid. Face it. Don't move left and right because you have one Lord. If you have multiple Lords, turn left and right in your salat. But نحن as believers, we face the qibla one direction because our Lord is one. Learn this. Amma moving left and right, do you have multiple odds that you're turning to? أَقِيمُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ Focus on your worship, focus on your deen. Because nothing will save you from al-fitan other than this. وَأَقِيمُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ وَادْعُوهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ Invoke him, supplicate to him with sincerity and honesty. العلماء رحمهم الله they say أقيموا وجوهكم عند كل مسجد meaning to face القبلة وادعوه مخلصين له الدين meaning to start the prayer لأن الصلاة is also referred to as الدعاء because the most essential component of الصلاة is الدعاء when you say الله أكبر you make a دعاء then you read الفاتحة there's a دعاء اهدنا الصراط المستقيم then you go into your ركوع there is a دعاء to say after سبحان ربي العظيم then you come up And then you go into sujood, then there is dua opportunity there. And then you come up, Rabbi ghfirli, it's a dua. And before your taslim, you make dua as well. Khullu, the whole salat is dua. So, wad'uuhu mukhlisina lahu ad-deen, pray sincerely and honestly to Allah, honestly to Allah Azza wa Jal. He said at the end of the ayah, we're coming to the conclusion, kama bada'akum ta'udun. Meaning, worship Allah, obey Allah, face the qibla, pray, Be sincere and honest because he will resurrect you. كَمَا بَدَأَكُمْ تَعُودُونَ He will resurrect you just as he brought you first time round. It is that easy for him to bring you the second time round. And شوف سبحان الله الله عز وجل mentioned his worship and he concluded the ayah with a reference to the afterlife. This is a motivation for the believer to say that you're not wasting your time and that you will see the reward of your worship over there in the hereafter. كَمَا بَدَأَكُمْ تَعُودُونَ And that if you're confused about resurrection, how is this possible? Just focus and ponder over the first day Allah Azza wa Jal created you. A sperm cell that entered into your mother and then you came out 9 months later alive and growing. Why is that then going to be impossible for Allah Azza wa Jal when eventually you're buried and you're a tiny tailbone, you're put into the earth and then you're resurrected once again? What's the issue? Finally, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, فَرِيقًا هَدَى وَفَرِيقًا حَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الضَّلَالَةِ That's it. Society is divided into two people. You choose where you want to be. One is فَرِيقًا هَدَى A fariq, a group of people, Allah would guide. These are people who what? أَقِيمُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ وَادْعُوهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينِ These are people that humbled themselves, worshipped Allah Azza wa Jal, remained connected with knowledge. Increase their knowledge in Allah. As a result, increase their iman and worship Allah and stayed away from al-fitan. And there's another group. وَفَرِيقًا حَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الضَّلَالَةِ They were destined to misguidance. And they were led astray. Why? Allah did not oppress them. The continuation of the ayah tells you why Allah Azza wa Jal had misguided them. It says, إِنَّهُمْ اتَّخَذُوا الشَّيَاطِينَ أولياء من دون الله They're the ones that befriended الشيطان when they were commanded to befriend Allah Right? Didn't Allah review in the same surah at the end إِنَّ وَلِيِّيَ اللَّهِ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْكِتَابِ وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ This is my wali This is my friend This is the one who I dedicate all my life to Allah I don't have room for الشيطان I don't قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايِ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ My living and even my death is for Allah. So what room does the shaitan have in all of this? Nothing. But the problem for why these people were misguided and stamped with misguidance is because they chose اتخذوا الشياطين أولياء من دون الله. And then the disaster and the calamity. ويحسبون أنهم مهتدون. They assumed all along they were guided. Huh? Like المنافق. You say to him, لا تفسدوا في الأرض. قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون. Don't cause corruption on earth. Don't change Allah's laws and deen and religion and aspects of the religion. He says to you, إنما نحن مصلحون. No, no, we're reformers. We are correcting the earth, rectifying its affairs. For this is the worst kind of misguidance. To be upon misguidance and think you are guided. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to save us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He forgive us. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على خير البرية وأزكى البشرية محمد بن عبد الله صاحب الحوض والشفاعة. فقد أمركم الله تعالى بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه وثنى بملائكته المسبحة بقدسه وأيها بكم أيها المؤمنون، فقال عز من قائل إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.